RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Football Friday on G&D, presented by Ginny Gamayos, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Linnell's in for Danny, who's going to be back on Monday. He and Kedrick Golston will hold down the fort. I'll be back later in the week. I want to get to the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account and our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. Let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do your heavy lifting and take it to the house. More at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. Linnell, the question we asked today, which of the youngsters who had strong games were you most excited to see play as well as they did? Johnny Newton, Bill, Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, Jordan McGee at linebacker, or Ben Sinnott at tight end? 54% of people were most impressed by Bill, who hit the big 72-yard homer. Johnny Newton got 42% of the vote. Those were your top two vote getters.
Yeah, I agree with the leading vote getter, Bill. It felt like we've been waiting for that run in particular all year long.
It's basically one play, but it's what we've been waiting for, to your point, for months.
And how many times do we see Bill get up and go, I almost broke it, but they tripped me at the last second. That's his favorite bit. So I'm glad he was finally able to pop one. And like we talked about earlier, the gallop that we saw, he really worked to get that extra juice to score.
Do you remember Brandon Banks, the kick returner?
Oh, I was literally I fell asleep last night watching Redskins and like Bucks from like 09 or 2010.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. I was literally
watching. Banks, number 16, tiny. He was like.
Yeah.
5'6", maybe. I'm not joking. Like 163 pounds.
If that.
Yeah. I remember one time him telling, I don't remember the specifics, I wish I did, but he was telling one of the guys in the locker room, Trent or somebody, like he weighed X, and they're like, bro, there's no way. So literally, we're all in there, the media's all in there, and I remember going over to the like right there with him, and they like call me over, like, we need a media member to like make sure this is on the up and up or whatever. And they made him get on the scale, and I don't remember if it was 158 or 162 or whatever, but they're like, bro. He was like lying by like 13 pounds or whatever.
That's crazy.
I mean, small guy. But anyway, he was first team all this close, like every play. He would get up and he'd, you know, slam the ball or he'd hit the ball with his hands and he'd be like, if I just had that one block or that one thing went different. Good player.
Yes.
He ended up going to the Canadian Football League and just dominating, I feel like. But that was his move, and Bill's got a little of that in him where he gets up. You could always tell, like, he thought maybe he's right. But he thought, if I just got that one block, or if they didn't get my shoelace on that one play, I could have turned that into something. I wanted to hit on Lamar Jackson before we give you some things we think. in the NFL. I know this is something you've been tracking. I've been interested in this story. So a column drop. There's been a lot of this tension, it feels like, and smoke around Lamar and the Ravens. And you could tell somebody in that building's chirping a little bit, right? Because there's been, it just feels like a little bit of shade toward Lamar. And he misses another practice last week, and he does that a lot, but like he was sick, and he comes back, and he hadn't been playing, and he's not healthy. And when he has played, he hasn't been himself. Let's just call it what it is. Like, he doesn't have a single run of 20 or more yards all year.
Which is crazy.
He's done that over 50 times in his career, but he's not really running as much, and he doesn't look as explosive. I think he's just not healthy. But regardless, here we go into the offseason with the Ravens, who have been eliminated, and you're starting to see, it feels like a scene out of Hook or something. You're either on Rufio's side or you're on the Lost Boys side. There's like a line in the sand. Peter Pan is somewhere. Like, where am I going to go? Is Peter Pan's side or Hook's or Rufio's side? And they're like running back and forth in the sand. Is it John Harbaugh or is it Lamar? And you're starting to see the angling here a little bit.
Yeah.
You see this column from Mike Preston.
Banger column. Gave out
he
some very good nuggets.
For the Baltimore Sun. And he points out, look, guys, Lamar Jackson's salary is going to count $74.5 million against their cap next year, and then $74.5 million against them again. And he actually says at the top of the column here, I wouldn't offer him another contract to lower those numbers to extend him. He says, in fact, I'd ask him for a rebate like former great Tom Brady did with the Patriots, a discounted deal where the Ravens could then build around him a little easier, and 41 sacks taken by the quarterback this season in Baltimore. He wants a better line and better weapons and better players. But there were some nuggets in this piece about, you know, Lamar playing video games to all hours of the night or, like, his eating habits. So clearly there's some people now chirping a little bit in ways that they weren't before about areas where maybe he's got shortcomings. What do you make of this?
It's tough because this feels like the Ravens posturing to make him available for trade. And remember the last time that they granted Lamar permission to seek a trade? It was, what are the Ravens doing? And what a bad organization. How stupid do they look? Follow me here. Does it not make sense for them to leak this to the reporter from the Sun and say, hey, look, tell the world. Because if we tell them, they're not going to listen. And now when they do shop Lamar, it's, oh, they're shopping Lamar because of this. I think Lamar has all the leverage here. He is the Ravens organization since he's gotten there and since he's taken over as the starter. But I had to play the game, Grant. Boy, you could really rebuild your franchise with a proper Lamar Jackson trade package. 3-1s is the starting point. We're talking about Lamar Jackson, arguably the best player
in the sport. I'm a little confused. So which side are you on? They should trade him or they shouldn't?
If I was them, if I was him, it's just hard. I probably wouldn't because he's that guy.
We're talking about it. There's four guys in the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Right now. Nobody else has been able to crack the Mount Rushmore. It's Burrow. This is random, right? But yeah. It's Burrow, Lamar, Mahomes, and Allen. All offseason, everyone, we were ready to put Jaden in the top. Now it was going to not be a Mount Rushmore. We were going to be five deep.
Right.
And we saw how hard it is to stay at that level, right? Those other guys like Lamar. Now I will point out, I always say, you know, if you're in the Mount Rushmore, you're kind of incapable of having a bad year. Mm-hmm. He's kind of had a bad year.
He's had a horrible year.
So that is, you know, an argument maybe against him a little bit. But again, I wonder about health. But here's what I think you're right about.
Yeah.
I think you just hit something. When they looked at the possibility, they didn't really try to trade him, I didn't think.
Right.
They just handled it in a way that people didn't like. He does not have an agent. I think it's he and his mom or whoever, like, around in the process. So what everyone thought last time was, what on earth are they thinking? They were waiting to allow him, essentially, to go test the market. And their point was, we're just going to match whatever anybody does. It doesn't matter. That's how I took what they were doing before. Like, we're not in a rush here.
Right.
If somebody wants to give you this, let them do it, and we'll match it. Like, that was how I viewed what they did. Everyone took it as this disrespect or, like, they don't understand his value, and maybe that's true. I didn't take it that way. I think you at least have to know what it's worth. They have tried this now with Harbaugh, with Lamar Jackson. They've kind of taken it to the end of the earth, have they not? I mean, they don't win in the playoffs. They haven't. They haven't sniffed close to the Super Bowl. Maybe that's more about Patrick Mahomes than anything else, but I would at least want to know what I could get. I would do that due diligence, and I'd have him plugged in. I would say, listen, Lamar, we want you to retire a Raven. We want you here forever. The plan is to keep you, but we are going to allow people to call just to see what the value is, and we'll keep you abreast of everything. And I think he'd be pretty reasonable about that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, because we don't have, you know, the inside information of like how good the relationship is between him and the organization. Because I say it like this all the time. We even see it in our industry, and this is in the world. When you do something at a really high level, whether it's fair or not, you don't really have to play by all the rules. He doesn't have to go to bed on time. He doesn't have to eat right because he's Lamar Jackson. And I wonder, have the Ravens gotten to the point where, all right, the buck's got to stop somewhere. We're practicing at 2 o'clock in the summer because you can't wake your ass up in the morning. Like, what are we doing here? Right? Like, that's something I've heard coming out of that side of the Beltway.
So here's what's interesting about that. If it's actually that bad, like this column, I'm going to read this paragraph.
Some of the stuff is damning, Grant.
Like, the breakdown of an NFL player's body is natural, but Jackson could help himself. He doesn't need to be up late at night playing video games or falling asleep in team meetings. He needs to train more around the castle. That's their facility.
Yeah.
Instead of only attending mandatory mini camps and then disappearing after one day, a major problem, a lot of it on the Ravens, is that there are team rules and there are rules for Jackson. That's why Baltimore practices in the heat of the afternoon instead of in the morning, which you were just referencing. There's other things here they go on to talk about. When you start, it does happen, right? As mm-hmm. you said, the superstars get different rules. For the most part, that's understood. But when you really start coddling and treating, especially a star quarterback, differently than a lot of guys, I've seen it. I've been in the locker room. I know it. Like, it does affect relationships. And I'm not suggesting this is definitely happening. But this is how things go sideways and sour. And if it's true, and someone's telling him this,
yes,
your reason, your theory as to why actually makes a lot of sense. Like, last time we treated him like a guy that isn't a slam dunk no-brainer, everyone said we were the crazy. Like,
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
They got treated like they're the dumbest organization in the history of the world, right? Nobody knows the inside skinny here of
right.
The fact that he stays up till 4 in the morning, the fact that he eats terribly, the fact that he's sick all the time, the fact that he, you know, can't practice in the morning or whatever the reality is. If those things are true, this is not a Kyler Murray situation. I don't think it's that bad.
No, this is worse, Grant. If you can't wake up, we're paying you millions.
But what I'm saying is,
yeah,
he's also special.
Yes.
Like, with all that stuff, he was born with this skill, and he is a top four guy in the league, and he'll show up at 1 o'clock on Sunday and he'll win you 11 or 12 games. My point is, doing business with CEO who acts like this eventually comes back to bite you in the ass. It just so happens they haven't won a Super Bowl. I think they could have won one or two with Lamar if a couple things go differently, if you get a different matchup, if you know, the one pass that Kelsey catches gets dropped or whatever it is.
Right.
It's not like you can't win. But whether you get a Super Bowl or you don't, I think inevitably this ends badly. Like, the guy that is the face of your organization can't be stay up till 4 in the morning eating Doritos guy. The guy that is the face of your organization can't be, sorry, I couldn't get in on time in the morning. You know, I got in at 9 a.m. I can't be, you have 16 missed practices this year. Why is that? Well, I was ill 14 times. What does ill mean?
Is he ill or is he not just, or is he not hearing the alarm? That's what I would have now known.
Bro, I don't, exactly. And I'm not there. I'm not going to sit here and guess. I'm just saying, like, when these things are happening with the number one most important guy, the guy that everybody turns to in the big moments,
yeah,
it's kind of no wonder why they haven't scaled the mountaintop, to be honest with you. Yeah. Like, it does not surprise me if some of this is true and they haven't won at all. It's so hard, man. And he's more talented. He doesn't have to be Kirk Cousins and spend $2 million a year on his body. He doesn't have to be Russell Wilson and count every pea that he eats. You know, he gets 6 peas and 2 carrot shavings,
yeah,
and, you know, 3 pieces of quinoa, because, like, he's just born with more talent than these dudes. But it will catch up to you. It will bite you in the ass. And it feels like it kind of is right now.
I think the number one thing I could point to, because we have notice we haven't said anything about his football ability yet, because I think he's great regular season-wise. I'm a big Lamar Jackson guy. I think he is, pound for pound, Grant, the most talented guy in the NFL, if I'm being, like, honest about it. I think he's the ability as a thrower, the ability as a runner, no one can do what he does. But his numbers in the postseason drop significantly. And I'm now past the point where that's just, oh, it's an anomaly. Oh, it's just a one-off. Was it 3-5 postseason record? Your completion percentage drops to nearly below 60. The turnovers, like, the Baltimore's a weird team to figure out, Grant, because every time they're in the biggest moments, they come up short and they completely vomit all over themselves. Is that bad luck or are they not prepared?
It's a good question. I don't do the playoffs as opposed to regular season and guys can't do it thing. So let me clean that up.
Mm-hmm.
Like Alex Rodriguez couldn't hit in October. And then in 09, he carries the Yankees to the World Series. Like with great players, the month does not mean you can't do something. It's not like A-Rod goes up to the plate and he's going, oh, shoot, it's October. I can't hit now. That's not real, right?
But it's the Marty pressure Schottenheimer. It's the pressure of the postseason, though. That's real, I would say.
But there's pressure in a regular season game to win a division. There's pressure in games where he's been immaculate on prime time. You don't become the Heisman Trophy winner and a multi-time MVP and a part of one of the most winning organizations in the league if you can't thrive in a big moment and really revel on a big stage. What I will say, though, is I do think when he has played the really good defenses and the really good teams, there have been plenty of times where he has come up small. Is that a... Like, I'm not going to hot take it and say, like, he will always be that guy. It's just what has happened so far.
Right.
And so if that's the case, and he's doing everything, I'm giving you everything I got, Skip. 110%, I got here first, I'm leaving last, I watched all the tape, you know, I'm counting every pee that I eat, like, all that stuff. Okay. But when you're not, and I know it.
I can't deal with it, yeah.
When you're putting in 75% of max capacity, and you happen to be one of the four best in the league and maybe the most talented player, to use kind of your phrase, in the NFL. What if I just could turn up the faders? And I think we're late enough into his career. You're not teaching an old dog new tricks.
Right.
I guess it's possible in a different situation, maybe with a new head coach or on a different team, he realizes I've got to do this differently if some of the stuff in this column is both accurate and the reason they haven't won. But I'll give you this. It's not just the playoffs. You know what his record? Oh, I don't do wins losses for quarterbacks, but the team's record is when he's played the Chiefs.
What's that?
1-6. You know the AFC power that they like go. So that's like an even toe to toe. Like let's play Kansas City, big spot against the Bills. They're 2-4 with Lamar at quarterback. Against the Steelers, they're 3-5 with Lamar at quarterback. So my point has always kind of been 3-5 in the playoffs, right? When they're playing the best in the league. Is he getting you over the hump? And the answer way more often than not has been no. And that's where if you're in that building and you know he didn't practice Wednesday last week and you know he was late to the meeting, you know, on Thursday, and you know that he's, you know, playing Call of Duty at 4:27 a.m., like, that would chap your butt. It certainly would.
It makes the organization look worse, though, in my opinion, because, like, you're the Ravens. Like, you've been known for this pristine culture – since the turn of the century, and, like, you're the gold standard in the AFC in terms of consistency and defense and doing things the right way. Why are you letting Lamar undermine your program, John Harbaugh? Where is the disciplinary action? I get he's the franchise quarterback, and I get what he's done. I would just have a hard time, man.
You give an inch, and then you give another inch, and next thing you know, the toothpaste is out of the tube.
Yeah.
Especially with talent. And he's just on a different level because we're talking about one of the most skilled players in the history of the sport. Again, I wonder if this is as perilous in the building as it came off in the column. Somebody's saying some of these things.
100%.
But like, if you talk to John Harbaugh with Truth Serum, and you go, hey, you can have Lamar for the next 2 years at $75 million apiece, or you can play the guessing game at who's going to be your quarterback. My guess is he's signing Lamar for $2 and $150 fully guaranteed. Like, I don't think they're trying to run him out of that building. They shouldn't be. That would be outrageous. But how does it happen?
Unless it's gotten that bad, Grant. Like,
yeah, it's obviously gotten bad enough that they're willing to float these anonymous things, which they were not before.
Right.
We didn't know this stuff before.
No.
There have been people that joked about it for a long time because of his illnesses and
well, because it's
all
crazy. How the hell are you always sick?
He's posted videos occasionally, too, of like meals he's eating, like late at night, and you're like, bro.
He's eating at a random food truck in South right. Florida in August. Exactly. Like, yeah.
You're an NFL player.
Yeah.
Off-season, whatever, but like on yeah. a game week?
Yeah.
You're eating that at like midnight?
Yeah, at the taco stand making like the walking taco on a Tuesday night in September. Like that. Come on, Lamar.
I think what happens is they move on from Harbaugh. Lamar is still there and they extend him.
Mm.
I think he gets, because the only way to bring those numbers down when we talk about, by the way, we're coming up on a lot of these quarterback deals now.
Yeah.
Where we're about to pay the piper, bud. $75 million against your cap. And the cap is massive. It keeps getting bigger. So these numbers are going to sound way more reasonable in 2 or 3 years. But they don't right now. $75 million. The only way to get those numbers down, Linnell, tack on more years.
Yeah.
So I think he gets extended. And if they're smart, they'll go find, I would say, an offensive-minded guy. But they aren't out there. So they've got to find the right, I don't know what that looks like, right? But the right match, the right coach, if they move on from Harbaugh. But if they're choosing between the two, there's just no chance. John Harbaugh's a great coach. All respect to him. He'll get another job in an hour. He will have a gig this cycle for sure. But you're not choosing John Harbaugh over Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. This is going to sound really silly. I sometimes have a Ravens friend who questions the value of Harbaugh all the time. And he goes back to, well, he's a special teams coach. What does he know? What does he specialize in? What is his job on a day-to-day throughout that building? If you're not worried about a particular side of the football, you damn sure better be able to get the quarterback to show up on time.
True. I mean, this is no different, I don't think, than Dan Campbell or a lot of these guys. Now, he started calling plays this year. Didn't go very well after they embarrassed Washington. By the way, what a move by him to take over play calling right before they played the Commanders and everyone sang his praises for a couple weeks. Got ugly after that, but my thing on the like special teams guy, or he's a culture guy. If Dan Quinn is not calling defensive plays, he took over in season. It's not that different, really, honestly.
Right.
Also, special teams is a phase of the game. So, yeah, you're not
right.
on offense. You're not on defense. But look at Washington. Like, they're the number one team most of this year in returns and coverage. So having someone who's sharp in that area can be a big asset.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, teams, they don't anymore as much. It used to be a thing that you would interview special teams coaches because they're the one coach that coached everybody in the building. There was like a reverence for that.
Okay.
They coached offensive players. They
yeah.
coached defensive players. They speak wide receiver. They speak DB. They speak linebacker. They speak O-line. So like they, you know, they know everybody. The relationships are building wide. So I don't mind that, honestly, with him. But you're going the way of culture builder instead of play caller. Unless you're a head coach calling plays on offense that works with a quarterback, I think it's kind of all the same to me, to be honest.
Yeah. And it gets me thinking, like, what is he doing on a day-to-day? Like, you're not in special teams meetings for hours and hours at a time. Like,
no, but, I mean, look, the guy's been a head coach in the league for
right.
16, 17 years, whatever it is. I mean, he knows more about coaching defense in this league than
for sure.
you know, some of the defensive coordinators at,
right.
at, you know, in the NFL, probably. I mean, it's not like he doesn't have
those chops.
X's and O's and that acumen. But, yeah, it doesn't happen often at this point. There's no doubt. You're not searching for special teams coaches. But here's what I would say about him, and this is how I'll sum up like how I feel about Harbaugh. in this cycle, especially, where there's not a lot of high ceiling, super revered guys on the offensive side. Clint Kubiak's the only one that comes to mind right off the top of my head. I think if John Harbaugh gets fired by the Ravens on Black Friday, or it wouldn't be Black Friday.
Black Monday.
There it is. Black Friday would be weirder.
Yeah.
So if on Black Monday he gets fired by the Ravens, I think he will absolutely be hired in this cycle.
Oh, for sure. Unless he chooses to, you know, sit
exactly.
out for a year.
But he would have a job offer this cycle by somebody.
I put him in Cleveland. That seems like the place that needs a fixer-upper.
They do backflips, I think.
Yeah.
That, by the way, that's another guy. If Stefanski gets fired by the Browns,
he would be that revered offensive guy, by the way.
Yep. He'll get a job in a minute. Everyone acts like he's some big idiot. I mean, some of the stuff coming out on him.
It's silly.
Acting like he's like hiding Shedeur Sanders wristbands and stuff. Give me a break. Watch their game last week. I watched it. He schemed it up beautifully.
He
their
did.
Screens and the stuff they did in the passing game to kind of get Shedeur some layups. Now, he's thrown some beautiful deep balls, too. But for the most part, it's like schemed up screen game stuff. He calls it a good game, man. He's very quarterback friendly. He would get a job in 3 days.
Yeah.
He'd have five interviews, I promise you.
They're just talentless up there. So
most wins last season and result this season. Look at this. This is from last year's best teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Chiefs, 15 wins, eliminated. Lions last year, 15 wins, already eliminated. Eagles, 14 wins, the only of these teams that have already clinched their division. Vikings, 14 wins, not making the playoffs, eliminated. Bills, 13 wins, they're going to be a wild card, one of the last teams in. Commanders, 12 wins, eliminated. Ravens, who we've been talking about, 12 wins, eliminated. As soon as they lose again, I guess, I should say hypothetically. But what a league this is.
It's good for it.
Chiefs, Lions, Vikings, Commanders, and eventually, likely, Ravens. Five of the seven won't even make the playoffs of last year's 12 or more win teams.
That's the turnover in the parity. That's the word that everyone uses that we're looking for here in the NFL. I think in AFC, it's even more fascinating because three of the four horsemen, Josh Allen, the only guy that's in there. It's weird.
No doubt. Yeah. Linnell was fun, man. Good hanging today.
Yes, indeedy, my guy. Always
enjoy
love doing it, man.
Enjoy the rest of 2025. Congrats again. Make sure you guys listen to Linnell late nights, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. overnights on the Westwood One Radio Network. He gets going on Monday. This is my last show for 2025. So I do want to thank everybody for checking us out throughout this year and helping this show. I would say to grow, which I still feel like is ideally happening, but mainly what I care more about is staying on the air. That's the priority. That is the main part. So thank you.
That
for
was that. Very real.
Yeah, we appreciate that from everybody. And let's look forward to a juicy 2026, shall we? And we will be back
indeed on
the other side. Have a great new year. Have a great week. And enjoy some football this weekend. Thanks for listening to Grant and Danny. For our producers behind the scene today, led by Darius Dameron. For Linnell, I'm Grant, saying so long.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.